Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WBCN Radio, Bashani Communications Network, worldwide.
Everything politics. 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 I wanna know what's going on in the White House. I wanna know what's going on in the nice house. I wanna know what's going on in the government. I wanna know what's going on in the trouble mess. I wanna know what's going on with the politics. I wanna know what's going on with the politics. I wanna know what's going on with my health care. I wanna know what's going on with this health scare. Everything politics. 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 Everything politics.
You are listening to WBCN Radio, New York. And now here's Mr. Speed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's show. My name is Dennis Speed, here on Everything Politics, WBZN Radio. And this is going to be an interactive show. And for those of you who are going to want to give a phone call later, once you are either provoked or inspired to speak on matters political, the number is 914-338-1941. 914-338-1941. 338-1941. This is our first show. It's the first time we're up and moving. And I think all things are new at some time, and this is new. What we're looking at in the country right now is a very interesting situation, and most people, almost everybody that thinks they know what it is all about, doesn't know what it is all about. The people of the United States are supremely agitated. They have lost faith in the government institutions. They've lost faith in the Congress. They've lost faith in their state governments. They've lost faith in the White House, and they've lost faith increasingly even in the president. And you can see that in the recent polls and some of these new things that have come out, the so-called Rasmussen poll that shows that Barack Obama, between March of this year and August, late end of August, dropped faster in terms of popularity than any president in recent American history. And people don't know that this has happened, but there are reasons for it. And the reason is that there seems to be no one that people can really trust to tell them the truth. If you take, for example, what's been happening around the healthcare fight, well, what has happened is that the president was advised by some people who should never have been anywhere near the White House. They shouldn't have been within two planets of the White House, and that was Mr. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, his brother Ezekiel Emanuel, who's the top healthcare advisor for the administration, Larry Summers, who was one of these people who was an economic policy advisor. These people all said, listen, we went with the bailout. The bailout cost us not the $870 billion they claimed, not even the $4 trillion that some people finally admitted to, but over $20 trillion. And so what has happened is the idea has been, listen, we got to get the money somehow to do something about that. Where are we going to get it? And so what happened was this scheme around the health care came up where it was made to sound as if people were going to get health care. But really what it was all about was health insurance. That is, in other words, you create a situation where everybody has a mandatory relationship where they must have the health insurance. They ought to pay into the system. But the system is not the government giving you the health insurance. You notice they're now even saying they are not going to stay with the public option. Not that the public option was so great. You notice they never talked about single payer, which would have actually been a government system. Instead, think about what you're hearing. They say health care, but what they really mean is health insurance brought to you by the HMOs, brought to you by the pharmaceutical companies, and brought to you by some other people in the government who have their own vested interests, their own compromised positions. And so the concept becomes that people must have the health care insurance even to be treated. And so what's actually happening is that they are taking more money from the people rather than providing any form of health care. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. And the only other thing I want to say before we offer to go to the phones, and again, the number for those who would like to call in is 914-338-1941. I just like to say that, secondly, the real issue is that healthcare is the tip of the iceberg. This is not about healthcare. And the reactions that have been happening all over the country, these town meetings, where over 250,000 people have come out in the last month to town hall meetings to protest or to discuss or argue, whatever, then that's unprecedented, that they don't trust the Congress. That's what you see. But the reason is it's the effect. It's the effect of the health care, yes, but it's the effect of the bailout. People heard about the bailout. They watched the banks walk away with the sovereignty of the people of the United States. They didn't just have a banking system that was bailed out. No, it was that the people, the government of the United States, was put into hock for debt that it never, in fact, accrued. It never was responsible for the debt. It took upon itself not the debt that they are talking about, where they're talking about AIG, American Insurance Group, International Group, you know, they, and these other companies that they owed so much money. It's not that. It's not the $880 billion that we gave AIG. No, rather it's that the entire set of banks, the entire set of investment banks, now many of them are now gone, but the entire banking system was being placed on the backs of the American people, not $1 trillion, not $10 trillion, not $100 trillion, not even $1 quadrillion, but try between $2 and $3 quadrillion. That's right. So much money that the number of zeros just boggle the mind. 51 followed by 15 zeros. And that is what is now on the backs of the American people. And the American people, while they may not know that fact, they can sense that somebody is basically taking them for a ride. And they're not going to take that. So what the purpose of this show is, and the reason that we are bringing you this show, is everything politics has to be discussed. In other words, open up the lines and open it up such that people can begin to have their questions answered. And yes, there are certain central matters we're going to try to stay on with the economy, the healthcare policies, and so on, the Afghanistan war. But the real deal is we want to create a forum where young people who have been, if they've been educated at all, have merely been miseducated, can actually hear about and begin to think about what is actually going on in this country. You know, I'm for a long time associated with and a student of Lyndon LaRouche. Lyndon LaRouche, who formed a youth movement back in the late 90s. And his point at the time, in 1999, 2000, that time period, was if you looked at the country, a great change was happening. And nobody else could really see it, but LaRouche saw it. And what he saw was that the generation of the 1960s was basically now over the hill. And what was about to happen is that the generation of young people of that period particularly, just before 9/11 and then just after 9/11, that group of people who were reached the ages of 16, 17, and 18, right at that time period, were disengaging from that older generation, that older generation could never, no longer was speaking to them, and that there was a generation gap, a new generation gap that had actually developed. And so what LaRouche realized was that he had to begin to refocus his efforts on the idea of young people. And the LaRouche Youth Movement was born, and then there was a political action committee that was born, and this was the cause of a change, of a dramatic change in American politics, because the focus was on young people. So the purpose of this show, Everything Politics, as I said, is to allow for the occasion that you, the listener, can engage with myself and with others so that we might be able to actually answer your questions, direct you to where you can have these questions answered. And I want to be very, very clear with you from the beginning. I am an unabashed, unashamed, unrepentant, unreconstructed supporter of the concepts, the policies, the outlook of Lyndon LaRouche. And the reason is because when I was 18 years old, long time ago, when there was a similar situation happening with the war in Vietnam and some other things, I heard this man tell us, well, you know, you're looking at the war, and the war is bad, and you're looking at racism, and racism is bad. But I'm going to tell you right now, what's actually happening is that the entire economic structure, is coming down. And what's happening is they're going to try to pull the economic structure down around your head and my head, and we better do something about it. And so we've been trying to do something about it. But the way you have to do this is every generation of young people has to take up that mantle, and they're really the leadership. Older people really almost never actually lead revolutions. They usually oppose them. They don't really know what the deal is. They don't care what the deal is. And you've got to get people in their late teens, early 20s into the process if you're really going to make any permanent change. So that's pretty much, my statement, if you want to put a statement of purpose for this show, for everything politics. And this is WBCN Radio, I'm very happy and honored to have the opportunity to talk with people. So if you have a question, that's 914-338-1941. That's 914-338-1941. Now, given that this is our first maiden voyage, our first foray out into the airwaves, everything is not entirely set up like it should be. So I've got to check with my producer to see if he has anybody who is either called in or is there anything else that we need to think about. Well, I know there's a chat room and there's all kinds of other ways that people are communicating. So.
Yeah. This is Speed. We're about to go to commercial, and we'll be right back. No one's on the line, but you are listening to WBCN Radio New York. This is Everything Politics with Mr. Speed. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are listening to WBCN Radio, Bashani Communications Network. Worldwide.
Hey, what's up, ladies? Oh, my bad. I thought y'all was hooking.
It's not like if you were, you could afford us anyway.
If we was, you couldn't afford us.
Miss Jackson wants to see you in her office right now.
If I get one call about you, you are fired.
You are firing me? Mom!
Don't mommy me.
How many hands do you think I'm touching these boxes before we get them?
I'm liking that.
These Americans steal something.
How you gonna get fired, man?
I wish they would. I'd be on Lion King crying. It's terrible discrimination.
I'm gonna need you to sign.
You get anything today?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep. What is this?
Apartment 303.
What's across the hall?
I know this ain't what I think it is.
It is, yeah! Oh, am I dreaming?
I know who we can sell it to.
Bingo.
No.
Now I put 150 grand in your pocket today.
I'm not a man.
I need to count that money.
It's crazy.
Hello? You got it, right?
What? It ain't come here. The delivery dude, he stole it.
We're gonna need more of these.
Oh, that's not gonna work.
Ay, Dios mío.
Yo, that's him right there. Turn around. All the way.
I don't even think that's him.
It's not me.
Turn around.
Oh, you said all the way. Can I say one thing?
What?
I like your outfit. You look very nice.
10 people.
My bad. Get thanks.
24 hours.
Forget the money.
That's what I'm saying.
Only one way to survive.
School's up. Recess is over.
Think inside the box.
Yo, what's up?
I dropped the box off here. It's the wrong address. So do you have it?
Well, we did have it.
Check out my new show, Roll with the Motivator, only on YouTube.com. Just search Roll with the Motivator. Or for nonstop action, you can join us at BennyRandall.com. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And don't meet me there. I want you to beat me there so you can roll with the motivator. You are listening to WBCN. Radio, Bashani Communications Network, worldwide.
And now we return to Everything Politics with Mr. Dennis Speed, right here on WBCN Radio, New York. Remember, if you have a question, you can call in at 914-338-1941. That's 914-338-1941. And now, here's Mr. Speed. Everything Politics.
Okay, we're back. So I'd like to say a few things to people about what's been happening with respect to the president recently and what we got to do about it. Now, we're in a situation where many people don't recognize that there is something called the presidency of the United States. They talk about the president. They talk about a few advisors, and then, you know, in their mind, they sort of think about it as being 15, 20, 30 people. It's not like that at all. You're talking about tens of thousands of people. About 40 or 50,000 people make up the presidency of the United States. And in one sense, you can think about that yourself when you think about the Department of the Treasury or Department of Justice or the State Department. These different departments of government are all under the presidency of the United States. So it's a very large executive. And many of the people that are involved in that presidency are permanent. That is, they're always there. They're there regardless of who the president is. Some of these people are advisors. Some of these people are civil servants. Some of these people are attached to congressional offices. Some of them are attached to the different functions. So when a president comes into office, the first thing that he has to do is he has to be able, if that is assuming he has policy, to be able to define what that's going to be. And our problem with respect to the Obama administration is that everything that the president has brought to the table, as per his advisors, with the exception of what he's got coming through, sections of his government over at the State Department and the Department of Justice, those two are, you know, we got something going. But Treasury, disaster. You start looking at some of these other departments, they're disasters. And when you look at the White House itself, that's the biggest disaster. So Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff, it set the president up for a complete fall. He thinks that, as Rahm thinks, he's going to go walking into the Congress of the United States and break heads to try to have them support the president's health care policy. But he can't do that, because what's happened is the president's health care policy was correctly exposed as having its origins in the earlier policies under the period of 1939 in Nazi Germany of what was called Tiergarten 4, Tiergarten Fear. It's just an address for where the Nazis ran their health care policy. Now, what happened was that some people tried to walk past this reference. That is, that what had happened was they gave Obama, through Ezekiel Emanuel, an advisor who was himself part of what is sometimes referred to in the United States as the death lobby. They always deny this because, of course, nobody who is going to listen to somebody who's telling them to kill themselves, not in their right mind. But what happened is that they were doing this from a cost-effectiveness standpoint, what they call comparative effectiveness research. And this was called, it had different names in terms of the different committees. IMAC was one name, MedPAC was another name, but the thrust of what it was about, the core of the idea was, what we're going to do is try to cut the last 2 years of health care. But the last 2 years of health care, that's when everybody's sick. That's, of course, where all the money's going to get spent. It's 80% of the costs are in that period. And so what happened was Obama tried to take this thing out and sell it. And even though John Conyers, people like that in the Congress, were warning him, don't do this. If you're going to go for universal health care, then what you have is a single-payer system. In other words, that there is a single way that this is dealt with for a whole country. The government is involved. What the government is doing is it's making sure that those who are uninsured have a basis, sort of like what you have with Medicare already, but you're extending it, essentially, to many other people. And what you are doing is you supplement this by going back to the old standards that we used to have, which was back in 1946 through 1970. We had what was called the Hill-Burton Standard. There's another name for a bill which was passed by two congressmen, by a senator and a congressman. And this was back in 1946. And what it established was how many beds you had to have per 10,000 people, how many hospitals you had to have, how many clinics, and so on, so everybody in the population would have what they needed. The president should have been advised, as John Conyers or others might have advised him, to in fact go with single payer and go with the old standard. And finally,
Mr. Speed, I have to interject here. You have a caller at 323-747.
All right, well, I just finished my point here, and then we'll take the call. So the idea was that they should have done that, but instead they're trying to have the president go with their agenda, and that is what the president has to get away from. So let's go to the call now. Caller?
Hey, Mr. Speed. This is Sean, a.k.a. To Be Enlightened.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Like always, man, I got nothing but love for what you and Mr. Benny do for the people. Nothing but love.
Well, thanks a lot. Obviously, this is our maiden voyage, as you know. It's going to take a little bit of time for people to get used to the fact that I'm out here, but glad to hear from you. So you got some question or comment?
Yeah, the question about the whole health care, to me, I think the biggest problem that Obama has in trying to get this legislation pushed through is the fact that he took a risk in not putting out a detailed plan based on the historical, you know, record of what happened when Hillary and Bill tried to do it in 93. And we tried to present ether to a people who are proving themselves to be attention deficit, that lack abstract thinking capability. This what his downfall has been trying to get this health care program passed.
Well, I think of what happened was something a little different. I think that the real problem was there were competent people. This is essentially, in one sense, the theme of tonight I'd like to put forward. See, there are competent people that Obama could be deploying to advise him who would give him what he needs, but they aren't the same as the people that paid the ticket to get him where he is.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. So like John Conyers did not pay the ticket for Barack Obama to be where he is, but the people around Rahm Emanuel from Chicago and people like George Soros and others did. And so what's happening, the president tried to put something forward, which was frankly, I'm telling you, you can read that whole outlook, which is what people keep talking about with the death panels. That's for real. That's in there. But what it is they put it in because that's the real agenda. The guy to look at for this is Peter Orszag. You can look this guy up. He's one of Obama's advisors. He's at the Office of Management and Budget. If you go online and look that up, what you'll see is that Peter Orszag, a year ago in August, was over in London talking to people over there about exactly the same thing that they have now said they want to do, cutting the costs of health care. But they see now they're saying they're doing it because of the bailout. But Peter Orszag was saying that he was going to have the cost cut before the bailout. See, so what you have is a trick bag. So the issue here involved is the president has been listening to the wrong people. He has a certain ego investment, a rather large ego investment, in fact, in this whole thing, which is not good. He's got to stop thinking from the standpoint of how he looks. He needs to get rid of Orszag, Emmanuel, both brothers, Larry Summers. These people need to go out the door, and then you get some competent people in there that can correct the direction.
What would you see if the Democrats tried to ramrod single payer through the committee as far as the fallout? From a political standpoint, what do you believe would happen if they were to attempt to do that?
Well, see, first of all, here's what I believe. I don't think that single payer would work, but that's not what anybody's even talking about. That's what we're talking. That's what Congress is talking about. That's what should be being talked about. If the Democrats, here's what happened: the people you see at the town meetings are the same people that were going after Bush and Cheney. You say that they were not. Oh no, they're right wing. They're not. They're just angry. They don't know what's going to happen. They're not angry about health care. They're angry about the bailout. They're angry about the fact that they don't have jobs. They're angry about the fact they can't tell. You know, they just see a lot of money going out the door in the trillions of dollars to the banks, and they see a country going down the tubes. You can't even ride the highway without the buttresses of the highway falling down. So, in answer to your question, if there were if the president got on TV and instead of doing what he's probably going to do and just said, listen. You know, this was bad. The whole way we proceeded with this thing was ill-advised. A lot of bad things in this bill, and I tell you what we have to do for the American people. Everybody needs the health insurance. I'm not going to lie to you like frankly, we've been misrepresenting it up to right now. It is going to cost money. But here's my policy. I'm going to put the health care, I'm going to embed that in an overhaul of the economy. I'm going to have to get the money from the bailout. We're going to reverse the bailout. We're going to take it from those tens of trillions of dollars that we gave away to these banks. And see, what he would have to do, in other words, he can't do something which is small. He can't do something ameliorative. It's got to be a 180-degree bootlegger's turn. You know, like they used to have in the old movie, Smokey and the Bandit and those things, when the guy would be driving and he would see the police and he would just, like, reverse all of a sudden at the same speed. That's what Obama needs to do, a bootlegger's turn of 180 degrees. And then the American people, everybody, will get behind that because they say, hey, man, that's the first person that's been anywhere near the White House that ever leveled with us, admitted a mistake, turned himself around, got some decent advice. Hey, this is somebody we can respect. But he has to re-earn the respect of the American people, and the question is whether or not he's going to do that.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly there because that's the nature of politics, though, isn't it? You really can't be all things to all people, and when you go into that arena with the mindset.
Yeah, so here's the problem. We're out of time here. I'm sorry about this because this is a new format. It only goes to 8:30. So I'm just going to – thanks for the call. I'm just going to say, yes, that is the problem, and this show is the solution. We want to have a – change in the whole nature of the direction, and frankly, we'd like to have people come on the show, politicians and others, and talk with us and talk with you, the listeners. And again, I'm sorry to be so abrupt there, but apparently we're basically right up on the time. Looks like it's eight. I got basically a few seconds here, So what I want to do is thank people for listening. We'll be in this spot every Thursday. Tell everybody about the spot so we can start to build it up and get a better sense of our time format.
If
this
you want
Dennis
to
Speed,
I can give you another 5 minutes to finish your thought, or 5 or 10 minutes to finish your thought if you choose.
All right. Well, I think it's all right. I think what we do is we just make it like this. Let me make a summary so people can understand where we are. Mm-hmm. We're going to be seeing in the next 30 days a catastrophic situation emerging in the economy. The President of the United States needs to address it. The people advising him are not letting the truth be known to the American people. The President should not be asleep at the switch on this. He's got to wake up. He's got to do what he has to do. And what that is we have to reshape the terms of the debate so the American people don't think they're going to be gouged for health care. They're going to be gouged for state budgets. They're going to be gouged in other ways to basically prop up the banks. We don't want that. What we want to do is that we need a bootlegger's turn in this country. The Congress is not trustworthy, and people have made it very clear that they don't think so. You have the biggest ferment, the biggest revolt going on in America that you had for almost 40 years. And the concept of this show and the concept of shows I hope that begin to spring up like it is to let all of us that are in this, and particularly people who are 18 and 17 and 19 and all that, get involved in a place where you don't have to hear the jargon to get the truth. Where you don't have to be bamboozled to be enlightened, where you are not don't have to have your pocket picked in order for you to pick what you can understand to be what's true and what you have to actually act on. So this is what we hope the show will provide for you, and you know, we'll be here every week on Thursday and try to provide this as a service, and hopefully, by having more people get involved and engaged, that dialogue can basically evolve. So my producer has had to come in a couple of times. We'll be better set up on the mechanical side of things, technical side of things next week. But I want to thank everybody for listening. And that's Everything Politics. And we're going to be here every week for you. So that's what I had, Mr. Producer.
You are listening to WBCN Radio, Bashani Communications Network, worldwide.
Everything politics. I wanna know what's going on in the White House. I wanna know what's going on in the nice house. I wanna know what's going on in the government. I wanna know what's going on in the trouble mess. I wanna know what's going on with the politics. I wanna know what's going on with the politics. I wanna know what's going on with my health care. I wanna know what's going on with this health scare. Everything politics.
Listening to WBCN Radio, Bashani Communications Network, worldwide.
WBCN Radio, Bashani Communications Network, Worldwide.
the motivator. Roll with the motivator. Roll with the motivator. Roll with the motivator. Roll with the motivator. Make sure you check out my new show, Roll with the Motivator, only on YouTube.com. Just search Roll with the Motivator. Or for non-stop action, you can join us at BennyRandall.com. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And don't meet me there. I want you to beat me there so you can roll with the motivator.